Breakfast Show with Tim Cocker.
We are here in Bellevue, Jimbo.
Beautiful Bellevue.
Beautiful part of Manchester. Lovely place. It will be the site of a new basketball regeneration that's happening in England. And so it's quite fitting that we have towering over us right now, Clyde the Glide Drexler. It's a pleasure to meet you, sir.
I am delighted to be here, guys.
And I'm using the word sir. I know that's an American thing, but it's fitting Clyde as well. Because I was telling Jim, he knows nothing about American sport.
I feel like a hobbit. I've got to say, because how tall are you, Tim?
I'm 6'2".
Clyde, what was
6'7" on a good day. On a good day.
Wow. Well, I'm 5'11". So I feel pretty small.
You're tall even for normal height.
I think Jim's quite normal in the sense that he may know a little bit about basketball, but I was telling him one of the top 50 NBA players of all time you voted for back in 96.
Absolutely,
yeah. Part of the dream team in 92, gold medal winners with Jordan and Magic Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good talent. A lot of accolades, but happy to be here in Manchester today.
And of course, you're here because the USA and Great Britain are going to have some tussles at the Manchester Arena ahead of the Olympics.
Absolutely. to promote the game, GB against the American team, July 18th and 19th, both the women and the men, and it's going to be one heck of a game.
And how special was it? Because, I mean, it's called the World Championship, which you won once in the NBA and got to several finals, but how does the Olympics compare, Clyde?
The Olympics, they're both incredibly great events. The Olympics, so you're playing for your country, so they're a source of international pride. As your regular job in the NBA, it's still a source of local pride, but both phenomenal memories. And any time you get an opportunity to do either one, it's a tremendous honor.
There's a little part of you sort of go, I was born during Jordan, because you were the number two, voted the number two MVP behind him, and you would have been the best player on the planet, were it not for that certain Mr. Jordan.
No, Jordan was very good, but so were a lot of guys. Anytime you play in the NBA, you're playing against the best in the entire world, and it's a tremendous honor just to make a team. So if they're talking about you as one of the best top two players, what an honor that is. You talk about in the entire world, you're one of the top two players? Come on, does it get any better?
Is there not a small part of you that wanted there to be a pair of Nike Air Clydes?
That would have been nice. It would have been a lot more money. But, you only can do what you do on the court. And the rest, you got to just be able to live with whatever happens.
How much have you come to the UK before?
I've been to the UK many, many times. First time in Manchester.
Right. The USA teams are basing themselves here in the summer. I just want to make sure we get up to speed with the lingo. I think that's important,
yeah,
don't you, Jim?
I think so.
Because there's some sporting lingo in England.
What?
So I just want to check whether you understand. Let me just
the lingo? I think I may understand a few things.